Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
This is the big leagues, okay?
Yeah, step it up.
You're riding the pine.
There's little kids in Australia who want to play cricket, and they're listening to TJ and I talk about sports, say, God, one day I can be talked about on Riding the Pine with Kyle and TJ. And I are on the internet. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's worldwide.
Okay. Clearly, you have no idea.
With Kyle and TJ.
We're also incredibly modest.
Yeah, we are. We don't have egos, big heads. Listen, we're the best. And if there's anybody else out there trying to stake claim to that, you got to tell. We'll tell them they're wrong.
Sometimes when you're the fight.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're the best, you're the best. And that's just the way it is.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history of professional wrestling.
TJ and I, we're grinding away. We're pros. To be honest with you, we pulled off the weeks before you. We'll pull off the weeks well after you're gone.
Who knows what'll take your life.
And we'll pull off the weeks, you know, in the middle when you decide to take random vacations.
Here on this rugged patch of earth called Plitea, 30 swords face obliteration! Just there, the barbarians hover. Sheer terror gripping tight. Their hearts, with icy fingers, knowing full well what merciless horrors they suffered at the swords and spears of three...
Listen up, Rome. Your time's past, chump. Move it along. You live in the jungle. Cute. You know what that was clever? 96. It's 2012, guys.
We're showing them it's 2012.
Yeah, Rome.
Get out of here.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Joining you from the far end of the bench, near the water cooler, in overtime, before extra innings, you get the point. Here's Kyle and TJ.
Russ, what can you do for the team? You never heard of my knuckle puck?
I feel like we say this every time. I'm just that seasoning, man. You're the steak, I make the steak even better. I'm the seasoning on top.
It's knuckle puck time!
He winds up! He scores!
Hello and welcome to Riding the Pine. And if you listen to any other podcast that doesn't introduce you or doesn't introduce the show with "You're the Best Around," you're listening to the wrong podcast.
I'm telling you, that song just gets you ready to put out a great product.
If
there's a podcast that's not using it, they're putting out a bad product.
You know, before the podcast starts, I'm thinking maybe marginal today.
Yeah.
And then I hear that and I go, nay.
Yeah,
that
no.
will not happen.
That's exactly how I felt.
This is going to be exquisite today.
Also, when we walked into the room, and apparently someone's doing construction in the dungeon.
we joked a couple of weeks ago, I think. Well, heck, a couple of weeks ago was the last time we were in here.
Yeah.
So before that was the discussion that maybe somebody had a peephole or a glory hole or a peephole in this dungeon, and I think it's coming to fruition as there was just literally, it looked like somebody had placed it there methodically, because it wasn't just like strewn about in a corner. It was placed flat on its side in the middle of where TJ and Nader Todd sit. I don't know if there's somebody sending a message or what.
It turns out whoever works in the dungeon and is drilling peepholes listens to our podcast.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, great idea. Yeah. Got to get on that.
Yeah.
Clearly, this is not Rape Stash's drill to put in an extra microphone because how many weeks are we on now? 13?
No. Rape.
Still two.
Yeah.
This is obviously
You know what? Let's call
a work drill.
Let's call this progress because there's an actual tool in the dungeon, and that is one step ahead of everything else we've discussed. I'll get back on that this week, see if we can get a chip in that
as well.
Yeah,
baby steps, man. You can.
I don't
got to buy
many,
the tools first.
I don't know how many times I can ask before he finally says you need to stop asking, but I'm going to test those limits. I'll see if I can get on that. He's also doing work for me anyway. He's supposed to be doing some logos for us. His wife did a couple of logos that I thoroughly enjoyed for my last podcast, and those were, I thought, this week. Maybe I'll ask him again. He said, sure, I'll let her know, and that was about 5 days ago.
Yeah, how dare you not turn out art in 5 days?
Don't make me bust out the Microsoft Word art, okay? Because I will do it, and you will see a rainbow of colors in an arch fashion with our names on it.
Have you ever heard of flamingtext.com? We're going there.
Don't tempt us.
We're going to go blue flame, you know, because we're edgy, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, it's because we're hot.
We're on the tip of the podcast universe. We're not just your standard red flame type of text. It's not the way we handle things.
No, we're on the tip. We're the first to penetrate.
Well, actually, technically, we're at the base level because the blue is at the base, the red is at the top.
Nate, why don't you shut up?
Whatever.
You know, we asked you here this week for one thing only.
Yeah, more fire details.
Yeah, please break it down.
Actually, I'm going to allude to something. Our intro said the two Australian cricket fans. Guess what, guys? Today's your day. That's right. That's a great preview for what's coming up in the show.
I am pumped. Nate says he has a cricket story for us. I can't wait to hear this update.
We've had enough of those stupid soccer stories. No one cares about that.
He tried to direct me to a FoxSports.com link, but what he neglected to tell me was that it's a FoxSportsAustralia.com link.
Of course.
So I told him I refuse to bring up that communist website on this on this work computer. So we're going to make him do it on his own personal computer. Now, Nader Tot, we asked you to bring your computer today. We're going to try something a little different this week. Not different in sense of the podcast, but we're going to make an addition. We talked about this on Facebook. And if you're going to want this additional content, you're going to need to like us on Facebook or become a Free Beer and Hot Wings VIP. Probably just as easy to like us on Facebook. But we're going to do, in the same regard that Free Beer and Hot Wings do it, we're going to do an additional video segment where we can be a little more off the cuff. Not as buttoned up radio guys.
No, we're just going to let it fly.
We are. Every other word's going to be a curse word. That's what I anticipate.
Yeah.
No content, just about 8 to 12 minutes of cursing.
Well, who doesn't like that?
Yeah, that's radio.
And just to give a little preview of that, this is going to be a very awkward story that me and TJ experienced.
Yeah.
That it infuriates me every time I think about it. And it even more infuriated me as I was watching the movie it was based on last night, and I was just thinking, why are you doing this?
A random Saturday in the middle of the winter. Why wouldn't Nate be watching that movie?
Well, if you're a real American, you're watching that movie on Saturday night. You know,
no matter your plan.
Screw your date.
Hey, everyone, I got to go. Got to pop in the DVD I got.
Hey, baby, you want to go get dinner and a movie? Oh, yeah, what movie you want to see? Let's watch Miracle.
Hey, miracles happen, and one happened in 1980.
I gotcha.
And I was going down the highway, I saw the billboard, and I got so inspired, and then the story that we're going to tell creeped into my head, and I go, damn you.
I don't know what they're talking about. So we're all going to find out when we record this video segment after the podcast. And so to bring it all back around, that's why Nader Tot is with us today. We have tasked him as a video person.
Yes.
We have tasked him with this difficult job of editing this and making this look presentable for the internet.
Yeah. The hardest thing you'll have to do is make a text file.
Coming in, I was thinking to myself, what's the hardest thing we're going to have to do here? Figure out a name for it. Because we got to have a name for it.
Well,
we have Punch in the Face. We have 5 Good Seconds.
I don't know if you're going to be able to handle all of this at once.
Oh, I'm going to make it look
pretty.
You're
going to...
This is going to look amazing.
You're
going to
have a music bed playing over, like, a makeshift text title card. And then what that's going to do...
I'm going to make it even better than that.
It's going to fade into us talking.
We're not only going to be the number one sports podcast distributed by the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show, we're going to be the number one video podcast distributed by the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show after today.
Boom,
internet.
Content.
Boom.
Content.
Gauntlet thrown.
Yeah. So we're going to get to that. Now, normally this is something that we could post via our regular Podomatic. You can find that at ridingthepine.podomatic.com. But because we are limited on our actual space that they allow us to use on Podomatic.
No. Did not know that.
I'm not going to put a couple hundred megabyte video file where our total space limit is 500 megabytes.
Oh, no.
So just as a forewarning, in the coming 6 to 8 weeks, I think our space issue is going to become a problem. And we are either going to need to upgrade to the next step up which is, I think it costs us $10 a month.
No. We'll just make another free account.
Or we just start deleting the old, like the first few episodes. So if you want those episodes, download them now and you will have them.
Or if you're feeling generous, you can donate to Riding the Pine and we could take the next step.
You can.
We could take the next step.
We did that on a little off topic and it worked. Our fees monthly were covered. There is a tab right on our ridingthepine.podomatic page. You donate via PayPal, whatever. It doesn't matter if it's $1, $5, whatever. We're not going to act. I'll mention it, but I'm not going to come on here every week and beg you to do it. That's not what we're going to do. That's not what we're here for.
Yeah, so you can use PayPal or, you know, you can send us a blank check, signed. You know, if you want a cool Riding the Pine t-shirt, maybe, if we get enough cash, maybe that'll be a reward. The most money donated gets a Riding the Pine t-shirt.
If you want a Riding the Pine t-shirt, you can go to one of those screen printing websites and type in Riding the Pine on it and then buy it.
I'll make it for you even.
Yeah. Yeah. Nate will even send you the image with all of his prowess.
Right. And then you can go through the hassle of making it.
Yeah.
But you win. You win our copyright to that name, Riding the Pine, with Kyle and TJ.
There you go.
Will sign a note that says you have the right to make this.
We've already
one shirt. Don't get greedy.
Only. Yeah.
Don't get greedy.
We've already made our millions on our verbal trademarks of Batty-Oki.
Gospel Batty-Oki.
Gospel Batty-Oki and Poverty Bucket Ball. I think we're going to verbal trademark that.
There
other
was,
things.
I don't even remember that one game we created. What the name of it was, but it was very intricate.
Yeah.
Verbal trademark
don't try to infringe on our verbal trademarks.
We're like
either.
Edison, man. We have so many trademarks, we don't know what the hell we own
anymore. You never know what an episode of Riding the Pine is going to bring you. Probably a new game and a verbal trademark or two.
Yep. Well, that's the way we're going to make our money, is through our verbal trademarks.
But needless to say, do stay tuned there because I don't have an estimation. I don't want to put Nate on the spot here. But in the next day or when you're listening to this, within the next day or two, I would presume this video will be posted on the Riding the Pine Facebook page. You can find that easily at facebook.com/ridingthepine or in the Free Beer and Hot Wings VIP section. It'll be both of those spots, but you're going to need to essentially like us on Facebook to get this content, and that's what we're going for.
I will put Nate on the spot and say the video will be up tonight.
Wow. Bringing the heat. Nate does not look as confident.
Done.
Wow. All right. Game on.
Like I said, this thing's going to take like a half hour.
Are you kidding me?
No.
He promised great things.
Well, he can do great things in 30 minutes.
Do you know how long it takes to type up a proper title card?
Yeah. For him, he's a bit very, very poor speller.
I presume. I'm going to click play on this video later, and it's just going to say, like, riding the pone.
Talking about misspelling, for the baseball team we worked for, I had to do a weekly segment, and it was called Dropping Bombs, because we were the Bombers.
Yeah.
The first attempt I made, I brought it in. I'm like, yeah, guys, look at the sweet intro I made. I said it was dropping bombs, not dropping.
I cannot wait to see
errors. We have about a 50-50 chance on spelling names wrong.
Yeah, it's going to be, I presume, to see
this thing,
this crazy art house film. Like Nate's going to send me, like, it's going to be like black and white with just random close-ups of eyes and then zoom outs and then zoom back ins and crazy stuff.
We're going to break it down like we're selecting an Academy Award for it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of vertical dolly shots. It's just going to be crazy.
You're going too far.
Truck in, truck out. I like it.
Going deep.
Hey, I know the terms. I took some classes.
You might even have a pan. Some tilt.
Just does a crazy, it's just this constant circle. He's just going
around
this table the whole time.
Bullet time.
Up and down.
Bullet time, man. It's going to be like with the Matrix.
He'll put the camera in the corner of the room, and it'll be like a security camera footage.
Yeah, it's going to be like 6 minutes of my teeth with an, with an audio bed overlaid. He got way too close. So needless to say, do find us there, facebook.com/ridingthepine or ridingthepine.podomatic.com. You can subscribe right there, too, on the Podomatic page. That makes it a bunch easier to get our podcast. It pops up right in your iTunes. Or you can like us there, too, and it'll send you an email whenever we have a new episode, if that's the way you prefer it. So those are the avenues to get a hold of us, as well as, obviously, the Twitter, @RidingThePine3, Gmail, RidingThePine1@gmail.com. All those ways to get a hold of us, so please do use those.
Yeah, this is a two-way street. You guys can write stuff on her Facebook page, too. You know, it doesn't have to be all us.
Well, I saw someone. I didn't even see it. I must have lost it in my notifications. I saw somebody posted their championship-winning NHL roster last
good
week.
Job.
And they said, Nate, this is a championship-winning roster. And so I finally saw it last night, and I looked at it. And if you think our league is a joke, okay, we at least have roster positions. This team had 22 roster positions, and there was like 18 forwards, and then like four. I'm serious. They were all, it was just forwards and then defensemen. So I said, that's Bush League.
No, it is Bush League.
That is absolute Bush League. So
you got to take your hockey more seriously. Yeah, your fantasy hockey we're talking about here.
If you're going to bring the heat on our fantasy hockey league and say, this is a championship roster, you want to talk trash? We had to draft positions.
Hey,
okay.
At least make it look somewhat like a regular hockey team. You know, three lines, you know, six pairs of defensemen, maybe.
Yeah, or
I mean,
just at a random center.
Guess what? I don't
a
know.
Few defensemen.
Right. I don't know any hockey team that has 18 forwards.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, a quick update on the fantasy hockey season. I don't know. I believe I looked. Let me get a quick update on how the week's matchup.
Oh, I can get it. I can get it for you.
Oh, dude, I'm struggling.
I know TJ.
I'm getting steamrolled.
TJ is in some trouble.
I ran into
this
a
week.
Buzzsaw this week.
Yeah,
I think my draft strategy is starting to come back to haunt me, guys.
Well, needless to say, the current standings are, and TJ posted these on Facebook, so again, you can get these much easier. In second place is yours truly. 19-6-3, coming in second place, leading the division. In third place at 15-10, co-host TJ. He is bringing up third place with a narrow lead over fourth place that is sure to disintegrate with the week's showings this week.
Yeah, it's going. Yep, I'm going to be in last.
Coming in eighth place. Thank you, Nate. That's eighth place at 8-17-3. Yeah, you're tied for the worst record in, or the second worst record in the league, but because of divisions, you only come in eighth instead of ninth, so congratulations.
Right. Well, my first week was terrible. It's like TJ this week. I had terrible, but this week I'm actually doing quite well, and I expect to jump up mid-standings in the entire league. So,
by the way, I got a bone to pick with you. I want to change the scheduling.
Why?
To every day. Yes. I don't want once a week.
Thank you.
Why?
Because.
Thank you.
Because my players got injured, and that's why I'm in this travesty.
Oh, for God's sake, then you set it for next Monday.
I want every day, too.
There is no chance I am allowing.
You set it. What you do is you do like what you do now. On Sundays, you set it for the week, and you submit it. You don't have to do
it for every day during
But you can set it ahead of time.
That's way more effort than I'm allowing this league to be. It's not going to. First of all, okay. In all fairness, I did look into this because I know you were throwing a girly hissy. And so I looked into it, and I'm pretty positive I cannot change it.
Oh.
After the season starts. I will check again for you, Nate.
Thank you.
So
and TJ.
And me.
I refuse to believe.
By the way, when does lineup day start?
It's
Sunday?
It's Monday to Sunday.
It's Monday to Sunday.
Yes, but I believe Yahoo is so terrible that you cannot edit it on Monday.
That is what I've learned, and that is garbage.
You want to know what else is garbage on Yahoo? You can't search by team for players. You have to search by their name.
Oh, yeah, because like, hockey players' names are always the easiest to identify.
Like, I'll watch some games, and I'll think, oh, this kid on the, let's say, Dallas Stars is really good. So I'm like, well, I don't remember his name. I'll look on the Dallas Stars, and when I see it, I'll recognize it. Nope. Yahoo. Hey, Yahoo. Guess what? Can't look by the name of the team.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, and besides that, like Kyle said, when every other player's name is Pavela Chikski, what are you supposed to do? Yeah, I'm not Russian, man. Yeah, I don't know how to spell that.
And by a quick update, Nate, your claim that you are going to, climb through the rankings this week into the final day of the week, you are leading 7-4. So that's a 3-game uptick, not exactly.
I'm 7-4, but I'm
exactly
leading all
changer.
Scoring categories by a bundle.
Okay.
And I am only off on the couple goaltending categories by a couple.
No,
so
let's call it 8-2 then.
8-2. That's a good swing.
There you go. It'll put you all the way up to 7th.
I might drop to 7th.
It is a rough. TJ is currently losing 12-1. It is not pretty.
Yeah.
You know what?
Because all my players are injured.
Quote, any idea on what category you're winning.
Yeah, shorthanded points.
Attaboy, you got one?
Yeah.
You have one?
Yeah.
That's the deal breaker right there.
Okay, shorthanded points and shootouts are like the one category where you're like, I never expect to
shutouts?
Win.
Shutouts?
Yeah,
shutouts. Shootout category. I don't think you can be rewarded for a shootout.
A couple of leagues I've seen, they put shootout goals in, but
you people in your
I'm done with this fantasy hockey. Moving on.
TJ's already moving on. We do have a ton to get to today. This puts us incredibly behind the eight ball, as usual. So we're going to start off with a few weeks ago. I think this is about a month ago. We played a video of Miami, University of Miami, who steamrolling the college, the ACC.
Yeah,
right
they're
now.
Killing
absolutely
it.
Absolutely incredible team
think,
right now.
Do you think they'll be a Final Four team or a one seed?
I don't know. If they go all the way through their own conference tournament like this, there's no reason they won't be.
I was reading a great article. I don't know if it was on ESPN or something that put the option forward that Miami could win the national championship this year. And
yeah.
They went through the rest of their schedule and they broke it down and broke up the possible based on the bracketology they were reading and the games they would play. They made a pretty compelling case. And who would have thought Miami coming into the season?
They were unranked.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when they played Michigan State in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and Miami beat them. I thought, oh boy, well, that's just another letdown by Michigan State. Turns out Miami, a pretty good basketball club. Now
they lost to Florida Gulf Coast. That's why they were unranked.
Now,
I don't even know what that is.
In terms of a number one seed, that all depends on how much the Big Ten beats up on each other continually,
as
they're doing right now, as to who's going to be a number one seed. The Big Ten might kill each other enough that none of them will be a number one seed.
Could be.
At this point, that is very viable. Next thing you know, you're going to have your number one seeds are going to be Miami, Gonzaga.
Oh, no. What an abortion that would be.
There is talk that they should be the number one team in the land right now, which is
pretty good.
Insane to think about. Gonzaga, the Bulldogs of Gonzaga.
Funny note about Gonzaga. Whenever I was a little kid filling out my brackets, I would make three brackets. One where I actually tried to pick the winner, one where Michigan State would win, and then another one where Gonzaga would win it all. And
really?
I'd be the and I was the only little kid that knew what Gonzaga was.
I mean, I like Gonzaga, but I don't think in any universe I've ever picked him to even come close to
winning. One year, my Gonzaga winning it all bracket was the best one I made.
That's terrible.
Anyone can have a good bracket when they make three of them. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I do one for real, and then just for giggles, I fill out a truckload of them just to pass the time. I print off about 20.
And then by the end of the tournament, that 20th one you filled out is your real one.
Yeah. That's
Bush
how it
League.
Happens. They all change. But needless to say, we talked about Duke, Miami mocking them openly on the court. We all agreed, a lovely moment in college basketball.
Oh, dude, anytime
because
Duke
nobody likes Duke.
No, nobody likes Duke
if
except
like,
people who go to Duke.
Yeah,
which
or major grade A douches.
Yeah, you know what they call those people? The one percenters.
Yeah, get off of our turf. We don't want to hear it. If you're a Duke fan, unsubscribe this podcast immediately.
Yeah, seriously.
If you're a Duke fan and you didn't go to Duke, you don't really like Duke.
No.
You bandwagoner.
Yeah, jump off. Needless to say,
preferably
this is,
into the ocean with a cement brick tied to your
if
legs.
If you wonder why maybe some people don't like Duke, we have a video here for you why. Now, it was Duke versus North Carolina State, and this game, when they pick it up, it's only a 40-second video. They pick it up, it's already a bit of a blow. It's 18 points. Duke's going to win. They're at home.
Yeah.
Now, anybody familiar with Duke, their home fans are the Cameron Crazies because their stadium is the Cameron Indoor Stadium or whatever.
Whatever. And crazy is an alliteration of Cameron. So creative.
That is very witty.
And also, they're crazy, guys.
Yeah. So we'll pick this video up. We'll give you the backstory afterwards so you can know how ridiculous this is what they were saying in an 18-point blowout against a conference opponent. Okay, so what just happened was foul got called on Duke and NC State going to the line. So now I believe this is where you're going to start hearing the offensive.
Absolutely no criticism of the effort that Lewis has put forth tonight, Bob. He's done everything he can. But
look at this troll.
Tremendous pressure.
This is going to be.
He's got 10 points in the game, and he just hasn't been able to orchestrate.
A little hard to hear.
It is difficult to hear. You have to listen very closely.
He's got 10 points in the game. Just hasn't been able to orchestrate very much of anything.
Now, it is difficult to hear, but there's a definite rhythm to it.
Yeah.
What it does, and I can hear it, and maybe it's the idea of wanting to hear it, so I hear it. But it sounds like they're chanting, "How's your grandma?" And the story is Tyler Lewis of NC State's grandmother passed away a couple of days prior.
Very, very classy move by the Dukies here.
Excuse me, that's his tenth.
Oh, I can hear it there.
That was clear as
day.
Yeah,
that was a bell, man.
That was clear as day.
You scumbags.
They are absolutely...
Throw yourself into the ocean.
Oh, my goodness. And to Tyler Lewis's credit, no reaction at all. Shoots his free throws. But you know what? Everybody who attends Duke, likes Duke, or even knows about, well, I can't say that because we know about Duke, but has never hated Duke. You all deserve the same terrible, terrible fate.
Yeah, you do. And come on, this guy already has enough going against him. Why do you got to heap one more thing on him?
He is a relatively unattractive man.
He is also apparently a very unathletic basketball player,
yeah,
even for a college team.
Now, yeah, you get a good look at this little mongrel.
Oh, my God.
First of
all, looks like Gollum from The Lord of the Rings.
You can't see him. There's there's an image in this video of all the normal-sized basketball players literally concealing Tyler Lewis.
He appears to be about as tall as I am.
Yeah, he's a little fella.
He's not even going to start on his high school team.
No, I don't know how he got a scholarship to the ACC like he did.
No, he's probably walking on.
Now, to their credit, the Cameron Crate, well, not to their credit, but they are claiming they were chanting past your bedtime. I guess somebody would
have
to explain
that doesn't make any
sense. Relevance to me. But that doesn't...
Here's the thing, Cameron Crazies. Maybe we could give you benefit of the doubt on that. But not when you've had to repeatedly get emails from Mike Krzyzewski saying that you have to cool it down on your chance. And if Mike Krzyzewski is telling you that,
you know what? And
you're
I'm not immune to that. I'm a fan of a university, Michigan State, who Tom Izzo, their head coach, has had to say a few things over the past year or two that they need to stop down. But in their, I don't think they were insulting dead family members. Tom Izzo said he didn't want the cursing involved in their chanting. That I think... A different scale, maybe, from insulting dead family to saying a naughty word.
Yeah, and Nate or Ty, you're very familiar with this. You're a graduate of Western Michigan University, and I've been to a couple of hockey games down there, and it gets pretty rowdy.
Well, yeah,
there have been some emails sent out.
Hockey fans are mongrels.
Well, here's the thing. The chance at Lawson Ice Arena, where Western plays, has been consistently voted one of the worst places to play. Because of the things that are said by the student section.
Because you're terrible people. Is that what we can...
I don't think we've ever had, like, your grandma's dead, so you suck.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets... We get close to that scale. One of the things TJ said was very great. I didn't say anything. But seriously, it's what you said. It's just a lot of cursing. And they'll get emails from president and the head coach and all that. And everything they line out in the emails is 100% true. It happened. I don't doubt that this happened 100%. Duke, you guys suck.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
TJ, we did get one email because we were playing Ohio State. And
they have a hockey program too?
Yeah, but Ohio State is dirty. Like, they're a dirty
team. Ohio's dirty.
Well, what sucks is they have Ohio State fans that come up. And so when the game is a blowout, you go from mocking the players to mocking the people across the ice. Mm-hmm. And they get really offended. And when they start stepping it up, you know, we start stepping it up. God. And the email the next day was very interesting, to say the least. It was... You know, they actually threatened that if this continues, there would be no more student section at the hockey games. Students wouldn't be allowed to come in. It was, you know, then you have the whole week of you tame it down. But then when the next thing happens, you come right back out. And, you know.
Oh, my God. You guys are absolute animals.
There's most of the stuff that said, especially because our student section is by the penalty box.
So some terrible things were said when the other team.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fair game. If you're in the penalty box, you get to let them have it.
I can't even say this on the internet because of how offensive some of the things are.
That's one of my favorite qualifications whenever I say, oh, yeah, I said some bad things. And people, well, what'd you say? I wouldn't feel comfortable telling a priest what I said.
No, absolutely.
That's that level.
I would have to go to confession with some of the things I've said to players.
And even
the
then,
ice.
I don't want to do that confession where I actually have to look someone in the eye.
Right, exactly.
I want it to be concealed.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Basically, it boils down to this. You can insult the person. You can insult their looks, their intelligence, their, you know, you can go for the mother if you want, the girlfriend, whatever. Make a homosexual reference. Yeah. That's all fair game.
Yeah.
But you can't make fun of people who are dead.
Yeah,
what the hell's the matter with you?
That's a level that you don't expect. Is like, oh, man, yeah, you know what? My grandma would want me to play. You know, I'll go out there. It's a big conference game. You know, we're NC State. We're supposed to be really good this year. I better compete. And then to hear about your dead grandmother, what loser Duke fan sitting at home reading blog posts about Tyler Lewis's grandmother dying?
Scumbag Duke fan.
Regular Duke fan.
Why isn't this guy getting the pub that Manti Te'o got?
Yeah.
What's going on? It's the same story.
It's probably because he's a bit ugly.
Death is off limits. Yeah, I mean, come on now.
That's an inappropriate level. Now, this next story, TJ hasn't heard about this, which makes me giddy, because TJ is a hardcore Michigan fan.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether to be excited or fearful.
Now, I will say this in advance. I didn't read a full story update on this, but this recruit did claim this was out of context, which is essentially the go-to for everybody who says something stupid in the media.
Yeah, well, really, we'll decide the context.
Okay.
Thank you.
Michigan football recruit. What is his name? I forget already. Rion Dawson. Okay.
Dawson.
Now, he switched his commitment from Illinois to Michigan 3 weeks ago, formally signed with the Wolverines on National Signing Day. He lives in Ohio, and he wanted to go to Ohio State, but they never offered him. Okay, that happens. Not every university is going to offer you, especially when you're – University is coached by Urban Meyer.
I'm surprised he didn't get an offer.
He's got a limited budget.
Urban Meyer seems to offer everyone a scholarship.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe this guy's a three-star. So, I mean, maybe he was fringe. This is his quote from the Dayton Daily News. Until I die, I'm going to be a Buckeye fan, even though I'm going to Michigan.
No.
When we play OSU, I'm going to still bring my A game, but I love Ohio State.
You're not going to love Ohio State after 4 years in Michigan, I can tell you that much.
My first response to that is, if you love Ohio State that much, why are you going to Michigan?
Yeah, I mean,
I get the whole, I get kids, you know, you're going to college because you want to play in the pros. But if you're that good, it doesn't matter what team you play for. You're still going to get the pub. You know, you're still going to get a high draft grade. You know, this kid could have gone out to BYU or, I don't know, some rinky-dink program.
Yeah.
He still would have been drafted.
You know what? Just pick the university that's not arch enemies
with
Ohio State.
Right.
Illinois! Yeah. That's fine.
I mean, maybe that's why he decided to go with Michigan, because his other option was Illinois.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, if Illinois and Michigan offer, you got to figure some of the other Big Ten programs have offered. You know, even maybe a Penn State, even though I think they have, what, like four scholarships for the next decade? Maybe a Penn State, maybe an Iowa. I mean, there's got to be some. Of course, if this kid went to Iowa, I don't know if he'd make it out in 4 years.
Is he a running back?
No, but he is not the color that Iowa appreciates.
Yellow.
And here's the thing.
I'm saying Iowa's racist,
right,
guys.
Okay, I got it. Here's the thing. If you got Michigan offering you a scholarship, you must have had other conferences as well.
Yeah.
Big East, maybe not SEC, but you've had to have other big schools. Why don't you go to a conference that you don't play Ohio State?
Because
then it would have been fine. You could have still rooted for Ohio State because you'll never play them.
Yeah, it's a puzzling choice, and I'm curious to see, you know, when he comes onto campus. You know, it's a couple years away for a guy like this to be a player of impact. But when he is a player of impact, I cannot wait for Ohio State week to start hearing every single journalist ask him about those quotes. Every single journalist within this area.
Well, this always happens with kids who are going out of high school and then going into college. You know, people will, even around here, they'll be Michigan fans, but then they'll go to Michigan State. And then they'll become Michigan State fans. That's just what happens.
It does happen.
You become a fan of the university that you go to.
You kind
of
have to. Obviously. You do. Yeah. Can you imagine like a Michigan State football player, but they don't want to be there, but it was the best scholarship they got. So they're walking around campus wearing a Michigan shirt or wearing like an Illinois shirt or something like that.
That does not ever happen.
Like, I'm just putting my time in. Just putting my time in. Want to get out of here.
Dude. I guess that could happen if you just want to be against the grain guy.
Yeah.
Just fall in line, okay? Come on, Rayon.
Yeah, act like a Michigan man. That's all you need to do.
Well, here's the thing. If he's this dedicated to Ohio State, Brady Hoke is going to just rub him the wrong way because he's like, you cut his veins and he's bleeding yellow and blue.
I
expect him, clearly, he's going to drop.
Personally,
and he's going to transfer to rinky-dink.
There's a chance. I mean, he might transfer to
community college.
He might transfer to an Akron or something for a year and then see if he can get back to Ohio. Whatever. Now, personally, I love the little games that these two colleges play, and a lot of the universities play it, where Ohio State refuses to call them Michigan. They write up the team up north, and Michigan calls them Ohio, not Ohio State or the Ohio State. I like it. I like the mind games. I wish more rivals did it.
Yeah, and Nader Tot calls them blue and yellow instead of maize and blue.
I love it. That's what I do.
Don't like it.
You know what
I do? Don't like it.
And I say this
all the time.
Hey,
Spartan. I mean, come on. Green and white.
I say that all the time because I know it drives people crazy. And they say, no, it's maize and blue. I say, no, maize is corn.
Right. Exactly. Yellow's a color. Right.
Yeah. So that's my defense. But one of my favorite memories, and this goes along those lines, is as a Michigan State fan, is when Michigan State beat Notre Dame on their field, and I forget who it was, ran out to the midfield with the flag and planted the flag in the middle of Notre Dame's field. Oh, my. The uproar, I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it, and I hope that rivalry never goes away.
I wish they would have fist fought, like Miami.
Yeah.
Why didn't we have some Hurricanes commits on our team at
that
time?
Miami and FIU, correct?
Yeah, Florida International.
Yeah.
Huge rivalry.
So that would be the equivalent of Michigan and
Indiana.
And Central.
Central.
Or
Nader Tot's alma mater, Western.
Yeah, of course, I get the idea that Central, most of the women would be fighting for the men up there. Bunch of mongrels.
Nothing better than when you're from a small school and you go and you play the big guys because it's clearly a money grab. Like when we went to Michigan and we had a shot. I mean, because it was Rich Rod and the state of disarray and they were terrible and it was on the cusp of alleged NCAA violations. Running into Ann Arbor with our brown and gold on, yelling out the windows, I don't think Western's ever had any violations. How's your 4-5 record? Oh, we've at least beat Toledo, you know? So, and having all the frat guys, because, you know, my GPS sends me right through Frat Village of Michigan, you know, giving the middle finger to all the frat guys and then throwing beers at your car. Going, yeah, man, at least I'm getting an education.
Yeah, those memories.
Oh, God.
For
good
lifetime.
Times.
For lifetime.
TJ had half his body out the window. You don't have people going, get out of here, Michigan. Yeah, I actually was rooting against Michigan. That was a fun time. Except I even caught a free beer. Yeah.
You're lost, loser. Yeah.
At least we finished our beer at Western.
Yeah. So good luck to Rayon Dawson there as he embarks on that disaster of a recruit, on that disaster of his college.
Good luck, but not really.
Now this next video, it's a quick one, and it's more visual than anything, but I did want to show you guys here. Jeremy Lin, James Harden, and Chandler Parsons. Easy to say those are the best three players in the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
Are they? I don't
know. Sure.
I mean,
yeah, they are.
They're the heart of the team there. I mean,
definitely James Harden.
Jeremy Lin's
good.
There's no Lin sanity, but honestly, if he wasn't on Houston, I think Jeremy Lin's a backup point guard. Honestly, his numbers this year have been pretty dismal. Well, not dismal, but not enough to keep him on my fantasy team, which is saying something. When
play fantasy basketball, I thought we made an agreement.
I play fantasy everything. Okay, I'm fantasy golfing this year. I'm jumping.
Are you
board.
Serious?
I'm gonna do it. You guys want
there's
to
a fantasy golf?
Oh, there's fantasy golf.
Oh God, this is gonna be this is gonna be about as accurate as fantasy hockey draft.
I don't think you draft fantasy golf.
You don't?
It's run the same way. I think they do this the same way with fantasy NASCAR as well. Fantasy NASCAR
animals.
But I think
is it like horse racing? You pick the first place to show, and then
there's three different groups of golfers, and
oh,
you pick
God.
And you pick, you know, two from group A, two from group B, two from group C, And obviously, the higher they place, the better score you get for the whatever. And but you can only use them a certain number of times, each player a certain number of times per year.
God, yeah, right there. Miserable.
It's awesome.
That sounds
miserable. I don't
miserable.
Know how I did. I've done.
You brought out the gambler in me, dude. I'm down.
I've done fantasy golf once. Okay, one time. And I finished in like the 88th percentile on Yahoo.
You did it.
I don't know how. I just essentially mailed in my Group A and Group B golfers. I was about the Group C, man. I'm looking for those dark horses mm-hmm. who are going to finish in the top five.
That's where the money's made, man.
It absolutely is. You know what they say. Anybody can draft the starting quarterback in fantasy football,
absolutely.
But you can't. Not everybody can draft the bench.
Nobody can work the wire.
No. No, I'm a wire tinkerer, okay? That's what I do, and that's the way I'll be in fantasy golf.
Yeah.
Switching right
Absolutely.
Up until Thursday tea times, man. That's what I'll be doing. Be stressing about it.
Waking up at 3:30 in the morning because tea time is at 4:15.
Yeah, and it's in Malaysia.
You know, Bubba Watson, you know, had a terrible practice round, and, you know, he tweaked something in his left Achilles, so maybe I'm going to switch.
I'm following every Golf Channel writer on Twitter looking for any type of update on somebody's knee
this
who
is
got
my,
drained
this is my
2 weeks
game of golf.
Ago.
I hate golf so much that I run up to the ball and just swing as hard as I can, then I play two holes. I tell the guys, if you want to play scramble, I'll putt because I'm good at putting. Otherwise, I'm just going to sit in the cart and drink.
So, TJ, I'll be asking you to golf this summer. Not so much Nader Tot.
No, look, we can go with Nader Tot. He can stand out in the course and we can rocket balls at him.
Yes!
I'll golf.
All right. We're going to have to do that. We'll have to find a fourth, some miserable soul who will tag along with us. But anyway, Jeremy Lin, I don't know how the heck we got to fantasy golf from that. Jeremy Lin, nope. James Harden, Chandler Parsons. Now, they have a handshake for the three of them. Now, you'll see a lot like Prince Fielder and Miguel Cabrera, and this may be slanted because we're Tiger fans.
Great handshake.
But in my mind, that's one of the most in-depth, awesome teammate handshakes of all time.
It is, especially when they hit back-to-back bombs.
When
Boom.
There's diagrams on the internet about how to do the Prince Fielder, Miguel Cabrera handshake.
You're doing it right.
Yeah, that's a good handshake. This one is close. Now, this is just, it looks like a side camera during, good. That's great.
Oh, boy. No
it's
backup not, plan.
It's going to work.
Describe it for us.
It's gonna,
Which, by the way, I was already interested in this because it combines Chandler Parsons, white dude, Jeremy Lin, Asian dude, and James Harden, black dude.
Yeah.
So I was excited to see the cultural influences taking place in this handshake, especially since it's apparently a kung fu handshake.
And it starts off with just it's after a play and you see all these teammates. They're just kind of walking back and forth. You know, whenever you're walking off the court, all the teammates, they handshake. Well, they all had different type of regular handshakes until the three of these guys got together, and it was incredible. And, come on, please work. Oh, it's not going to work.
It's the same video on every site.
I know. This video needs to be reposted.
Oh, the ad works.
The ad works, but the actual video doesn't. But needless to say, the three of them, and now you are right, Chandler Parsons way out of place. way out of place in this picture. But you know what? It's diversity. It's diversity.
No, that's inclusion. Together. Absolutely.
So, well, now this sucks because I wanted to show you
And James Harden's
all,
like super
they're
hipster.
Three, they're about two or three steps apart. They all step in and they all bow to each other with their hands together.
Oh, good.
It's awesome. No, well, no, they do. I can't describe the actual hand motions they do before it.
They like have a kung fu battle there on the sideline.
Yeah,
mutual respect.
They do a kick and then they bow towards each other. If this video comes back online, I'll post this on the Facebook page, obviously. But very blue ball-y.
Some douche took it down.
I don't know.
Private.
Why would that video be private?
I don't know. Maybe the NBA got all tweaked.
Try typing a handshake just in.
Because I want to see it again because I only watched it the once. I thought that's cool, and then I continued on.
You should put Houston Rockets.
We all know that David Stern does not enjoy fun.
Here's one,
and so he probably took it down.
This is one
Please
shot
work.
From the stands.
Yes.
So you saw it right there,
that
TJ.
That was just the two of them.
That was just the two of them. Did that say?
That was Parsons and
they
Lin.
do it with all three of them. But so they go down, like I told you, it's like they go down the handshake line with their teammates. And then when they get to each other, you see Jeremy Lin. He walks up, gives the bro hug. They do, okay. So it's a right hand. It's a right hand, left hand slap, karate like a karate chop, and then a bow towards each other. And all three of them did it, and it was amazing.
And then at the end, they like throw on their championship belt or something. I don't know. They like rip their chest like
they?
Superman, I think. Yeah.
Oh, no, that was like the.
Oh.
It was another kung fu move.
They're getting ready. Is that. That's like signaling another battle, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, you got to get ready for battle.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, this is the start of the game. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's, but anyway, so that's a cool video. So we'll post this one on there. It's not the three-way, but you get the idea of what it looks like. And
Houston
it's pretty,
Rockets,
it's pretty...
new favorite team.
Are they?
Okay.
Jumping here, on it. All right, we're here's stuck, a, over a hand check. I love it.
Here's a little mini punch in the face. What is up with those long stockings?
Socks?
No, it looks like it's like... It's like the compression shorts,
there?
But they go longer.
It's probably like a compression knee brace or something.
Well, why? That's stupid.
I have one for my elbow for slow pitch softball, Nate.
I was gonna mention that to you because I knew you'd get tweaked about it. But did you really just say you wanted to punch a clothing item in the face?
No, I want to punch everyone on the Houston Rockets because they're all like, it's like middle
compression
school
compression knee brace. Punch in the face.
No, it's like middle school basketball where the one kid gets the sweatband over the head, the head sweatband, and the whole team's like, dude, we all got to get the same ones to be cool together.
Oh, you know, by the way, because I almost forgot, and I don't want to right now. I do. If you hear clicking, I need to get the apology music ready for TJ's confession to come up. So
I'm not apologizing. I'll apologize to you for...
I need to... Remember that music that we used for our NHL apologies weeks and weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
That was...
It's pretty awkward.
So that's coming up. So if you forgot about that, please stick around for a TJ's...
This is a bomb, man. This is going to shake the foundations.
I think I have...
I don't know how you couldn't. I think you probably know.
I have an idea. I don't know, but I have an idea.
I don't think you know.
I think I have an idea of what it's related to, and I will tell you what I think it is before we get going. Actually, I did find the actual audio we used, so I'm going to have to open that up right now. But moving on, there's also a podcast, this was probably a month and a half, 2 months ago, where we made fun of the Miami Marlins as well.
Yeah.
I forget what it was for.
It was because...
They're Miami, and they have a baseball team, and nobody goes.
No, I think it did have something to do with the season ticket holders, like this story's about.
Oh, yeah, something like this. Yeah, it was something about the season ticket holders.
We could have made fun of anything about the Miami Marlins, because everything about that franchise sucks.
Oh, they're a joke.
From the management, to the players, to the stupid stadium with their stupid Ferris wheel and fish tanks.
They're an absolute joke. So I haven't clicked on the link yet, because I don't want to ruin it for you guys, but... So the Miami Marlins, not known for their high attendance, not known for their rabid fan base, not known for anything outside of selling off their entire team every 3 to 4 years.
Now, before you reveal it, let's let TJ and I guess what you think it's going to be. Like, I want to guess what I think it's going to be for these season ticket holders.
Okay.
You get a free Marlins fishing trip, charter fishing trip with season tickets.
No, it is not a promotion.
I need more details because it's too vague.
Yeah,
right now.
It's very vague, and it's not a promotion or anything. It's a photo. It's a picture.
They don't get a photo. They
take
a photo.
The actual thing I'm going to show you is a photo.
Oh.
They all sit in their seats and took a photo of the stadium.
I'll show it to you right here. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
This is the line for Marlins season tickets. There's four people, and they just look like they're standing around in the middle of a public place. Just waiting.
Is that a man, or is this a woman?
That I'm pretty positive that beast in the middle is a woman.
It's gotta be, dude.
But that is,
oh my
that is the, I'm not sorry, not season tickets, single game tickets. This is the line for single game tickets, which honestly, for most people, that's the line you're going to want to be in. For a good team, you know, most of us can't afford a season ticket package to baseball because there's 81 of them at home, okay? So most of us are waiting for single games. You know, you might have your game you want to go to picked out. You might have the website open. You're trying to refresh.
Schedule works out.
Exactly.
It's just a perfect storm, and you're like, yes, I'm going.
Well, if you're in the area, I see nothing wrong with going to the actual box office.
Yeah.
You know, why not? So this line for the Marlins single game tickets is one dude wearing flip-flops and black socks.
Is that
with
a camo shirt?
And a camouflage long sleeve and a camouflage hat. So, and this looks like at least a group of two, maybe. They might be together.
Oh, they're wearing matching black tees.
Old man,
together.
Too tight shirt, and I think we agree that that's a woman. Because
also too tight shirt.
Also too tight shirt.
Way too tight.
And a really weird body shape. But there's four people. They're not even standing by the window.
It's weird because
they're just standing like 30 feet away from this pillar where I think they might buy tickets.
Well, maybe that's the box office. Maybe there's a opening on the other side.
And it was.
No, there's not.
This is another picture from the Marlins Fan Fest. This is a totally empty concession stand. Nobody there.
Here's the thing. When you get sporting events, I don't like the tickets you get offline. I like actual, tickets because they're fun. They're terrible because they've got pictures of the players and they don't look that great design. But it's just something about holding a real ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like the fact that these people are waiting in line for those real tickets. But do these four people not have a computer? I mean, seriously, who waits in line anymore for tickets?
I know it. And there's a picture on Twitter of an old man who also showed up, but not to buy tickets, to protest. So he bought a Blue Jays hat, and he wore it to the actual stadium to protest.
I love this.
I'm sorry, I got to cut in here. Look at his awesome 1990s and one jacket.
I don't even think it's a jacket. It looks like a button-down. That's not a jacket. That's a button-down shirt. And this guy is way too old to be wearing and one anything. And he's wearing a flat-billed Blue Jays
hat. How are you supposed to announce to the world that you're from the streets and you're representing?
He does look like a trick shot basketball player to me from a distance.
I think that the Marlins don't even exist to be an actual baseball franchise. I think they're a satire. They're a real-life satire. They have to be.
Oh, that
is there someone filming a documentary like those two guys we watched sneak into the Super Bowl? They think they're shooting like a documentary.
Yeah.
And this is like real life Major League.
This is unbelievable. Honestly, I don't know how they're going to pay for this stadium. It makes me laugh because that owner deserves to be taken. All of his money deserves to be taken away for what he's done to that franchise over the past 15 years. He's been a miserable, miserable owner. Even won two World Series. Absolutely astonishing that he's won a World Series, let alone two, or even made it.
And believe us, we know what miserable ownership is.
Yeah,
Ford's looking at you.
Yeah, we know it. We've lived it longer than you, Marlins fans, so quit your whining.
We know what poor ownership is. We also know what great ownership is. I'm looking at you, Mike Ilitch. Great job, man. Keep it coming.
Everyone eat Little Caesars.
Yeah.
I want my teams to be able to pay for players.
Yeah, everybody buy hot and ready. This is an absolute miserable picture. This is the winter warm-up. I'm assuming this is, like our Detroit Tigers did a fan fest where fans can come out to where,
Yeah.
But the difference is the fan fest for the Tigers, I believe, was in Lakeland.
No, it was in Detroit.
I know that
they did something here in Grand Rapids.
That was a caravan. They do a caravan throughout the state.
Yeah.
But they did their winter fan fest. It is down in Florida because it's like a fan, and you can play catch and back
makes
with
sense.
All the players. People travel for that. This is in Miami.
No travel necessary.
I hope the only thing this leads to is less douchey kids and teenagers wearing the stupid new Miami Marlins hats.
No.
That will never happen. Whatever's new and fresh and hot and sweet.
Ma, I need to go to the mall to Lids. I need to get that new Marlins cap.
No, you know what I hate?
It's 30 bucks, Ma. Stop it. Just give me the money.
Is the kids that think they're all that by wearing the L.A. Kings, 90s snapback hat. You don't even know what the Kings are. I want to go up to those kids that are wearing hockey hats and say, name one player on that team.
Yeah.
Name their best player.
Name A King.
Right. Name, do you know who Wayne Gretzky is? Oh, yeah? Who is he?
Fun fact. You can probably answer it because we are fantasy hockey gurus.
Yeah.
But I was going to say name a king other than the goalie.
Oh, well, I have a king on my team. Anze Kopitar sucks. Never should have drafted you.
Dustin Brown.
By the way, quick heads up to you guys. I posted a message yesterday, and this may be rash, but I don't care
because
it's fantasy hockey. Number one draft pick of mine, want him gone. Corey Perry. Somebody take him.
Dude, I told you, man.
What did you tell me?
Well, during the draft, you probably shouldn't have taken him so
high. He was ranked really high, guys. How am I judged for this?
You're not. I don't judge you for that. I
would have
thought he'd be good.
Thank you. All right. I'll take your top two defensemen, and I'll give you my backup goalie. What do you got?
No. I don't want him.
Well, you should be the one in the fire sale right now. Anyway, I'm in second place. You
my
a-hole.
Guys are fine. It's just they need time to warm up.
Time to warm up. It's a 6-week season. What are they waiting for?
Yeah, you're waiting for time to warm up. Then you're already out of the playoffs by then.
Yeah, they're gonna get warmed up in the consolation bracket for you. Congratulations. Now, to finish up this kind of story portion of the podcast, Nader Tot told us that he said, I finally can fulfill the needs of our cricket listeners.
Yeah, we previewed this for you in the beginning.
We did. We mentioned this. And I've been waiting for a good cricket story for a while, guys. And it's finally that time to where I can be informed on the ways of cricket. So, Nader Tot, take it away, the Australian cricket update for us this
week.
Yeah,
so you two fans down there out in Australia, I want to hear massive feedback back on our Facebook page for this. I'm going to read you guys just the headline that I saw as I was looking for stories for this week. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Queensland Bulls batsman Chris Lynn faces stint on sidelines due to surgery on his injured man part.
One more time. Can you bring back what's the team name on that?
The Queensland Bulls.
Oh, okay. Queensland. I got you. Okay.
Apparently, he's only 22, and apparently he's like one of the better players in the league. I don't know.
Making upwards of 4,000 rupees.
Right. Australian dollars.
Yeah.
He got hit by a pitch. I don't even know terms for cricket. He got hit by a pitch in his man area. And there was massive swellage.
Oh, boy.
He had.
Don't they wear cups?
That's what I thought. That was the first thing I thought. They wear goalie pads on their legs when they're up to bat. Yeah. Why is this guy not wearing a cup?
That's unbelievable.
He had to
get. I don't want my shin to get hurt, but my groin area is fine.
Maybe he was. Maybe it cracked right through the cup.
Maybe.
That Who makes knows? It infinitely sicker.
Australian cricket pitchers are probably like three times the man a major league pitcher is. They're probably throwing like 190.
Well, he had swellage, and so he had to get it drained. And now the swellage has come back.
Oh, God.
And he has to have surgery, and if he doesn't,
he's going
to
lose one?
He could if he doesn't have immediate surgery. So he's stopped playing, and he's going to have surgery soon to fix this because there's a chance that it could all get infected and he could not become a father. And he, at 22, was really thinking ahead and wants to, you know, not lose it.
Isn't cricket the one
It's true
where
if
they...
you don't use it, you will lose it.
Isn't cricket the one where they... whack like a wooden circle, wooden ball
yeah,
with a 2x4.
1 billion miles per hour.
With like a 2x4 and then run around like 5 bases instead of 3.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something.
It's weird. Sorry, cricket guys. I don't know. I'm not really a follower.
Send us the cricket rules, but if you do, you're banned.
I think in cricket you can actually hit it backwards too.
You really?
I think so because like I was watching ESPN3 and one of the live things was cricket. And I'm like, well, I'll see what the rules are, you know. And like the first thing that came up is like this guy hit it and it spun backwards and he still kept running. Oh. And I'm like, can you hit it backwards? You play in like a circle. I don't know. Crazy rules. I don't understand them.
So do you think in Australia they're having the discussion that in America we're having with parents of young children who want to play football? Of, you know, a lot of times parents are saying no because, you know, concussions, all this problem. Do you think in Australia they're going, no, son, you can't. I want you to have both yours.
Absolutely, dude. Everyone knows that's the most important part of the male body.
Oh, absolutely.
This guy is they're probably talking down there like when Rose hurt his knee and was out.
Oh, yeah.
This is probably talk down
this
there.
This is.
He's going to be out all season. Now, apparently there's a controversy because his contract's coming up, too, and they don't know if he's going to re-sign, if Queensland will have enough money to keep him, or he's going to move on
to a
different
team.
Man, I
sure hope they can rustle up all those diamonds that I'm sure they pay those players.
Maybe this guy will really take this to heart, just slice it off, just cut ties, so to speak, and then just get on a bike and win the Tour de France.
Talk about coming full circle in terms of sports. Now,
was too graphic for you.
This is a medical question. Do they just kind of poke it and let it leak out, or how does that work when you drain it?
Yeah,
it?
I don't know. Remember how I told you that you should probably couch that before we started? I really wish you wouldn't have, because the medical terms made it infinitely worse for me.
Yeah, they absolutely
swellage and drainage are now two of the most disgusting terms in the English language.
I just view it like jabbing it with a needle and just letting it.
Yeah, like the way you drain a blister. You just like poke it with a thumbtack or something.
Oh, God. So poor Chris from the Queensland Bulls. Now... Here's my idea. I haven't seen this.
They should switch their name to the Queensland Cows.
I feel like their uniform is just going to be those hand-me-down Chicago Bulls uniforms that they bought from, like,
throwbacks. This kid's actually wearing Jordans.
So their names will have to match. Like, come on, why can't we find a Kerr? We need a Kerr.
Guys, we need to be on the lookout for a Grant for a Pippen.
Yeah.
This is weird. Like, the picture in the article, I'm looking at it. This guy is wearing the get-up for when you're up to bat, but he's diving with his bat out, and it's just like, is that part of cricket? I thought you stood in there like a batter's box. I just here.
No. Oh, this seems like a miserable game.
This could be the moment of impact.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's going to come off his shoe and hit him. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work.
Which, by the way, he's got a full face mask on. What the hell,
you
man?
You don't have a cup? Why do you protect every area but the most sensitive?
And by the way to be a wuss wearing a face mask. Yeah. You don't see baseball players wearing a face mask.
And he's wearing like some sort of modified hockey gloves, too. You're wearing all this equipment, and yet you couldn't put a cup on.
Do they drop the gloves and fight in cricket?
No. No, unfortunately.
No, maybe if Rod Allen played cricket.
Yes! Yes! Oh, only if. Well, it's this time, and... I think, now TJ said he has a confession.
I do have a confession.
Now, I don't want to call it a guess, but I had what I think is a idea of the realm it may be in.
Okay. What do you think?
I think TJ has a confession about hockey.
You're right.
I noticed way too many tweets from his personal account about hockey over the past month, but I disregarded it. But apparently, it was to not be disregarded.
It's a thing, man.
You take the floor.
I just want to, personally apologize to you, the listeners of this podcast, for the charade of the last however many weeks.
Oh, no.
You know, when hockey wasn't going to be around, I was like, I don't really care.
You weren't going to miss it.
No. But now it's back, and I love it, man.
Yes! Yes!
I can't get enough of it.
You are an animal.
It's great. It's how can you not like it?
Not great.
How can you not like it? Dude, first sport I ever grew up watching, hockey. 97, 96, 97, 98. Wings. How can you deny that?
Have we missed the playoffs since we were born?
I'm not saying I hate hockey.
Yes, you are.
But I will never regard it in terms of the top four sports in this country.
That's okay. You don't have to. You can just take it for what it is, which is great.
It's average at best.
No. Absolutely not.
Hockey is nowhere near the upper echelon of sports in this country, and it never will be.
Doesn't matter. Just let it happen, man. Just let it happen. I've literally never been to a hockey game I haven't enjoyed. We got the minor league team here in town. Go down to Western Michigan, watch some college hockey.
Mm.
Dude, it's so great. It's like the play is the same everywhere.
Just less talented people.
Yeah.
If they're all not as good, the play's equal.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah, that's exactly what it is. But, dude, I've been watching like...
You're
videos
going
on YouTube.
Are you going out of your way checking
hockey?
Here's his confession to me. We were going to lunch, and he goes, I got to tell you something. I'm a hockey fan now. I go, what? He goes, I was over at my grandparents' house, and they have all the sports packages, and I was flipping through, and I landed on Sabre Sens, and I just started watching.
You watched a Buffalo-Ottawa game?
And he goes... I go, really? I go, what? Was it like a last-minute kind of thing, like in overtime? No, man, it was like first period, and I just kept watching, and I liked it, and I just couldn't change the channel. I go, hey,
It's all right. It's a great game, man. Just let it happen.
I would prefer to watch a high school baseball game than watch a Buffalo-Ottawa hockey game.
Dude.
You can't make a tumble finger.
100% of my
days. I don't even know what to say to that because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No way!
Here's
Buffalo,
the thing.
Ottawa?
I
feel dirty.
You should.
I am like TJ. I have a big whiteboard calendar, and I have.
You don't even count with.
I have the Red Wings games on there and the Western games. On the days there's no Red Wings games on, I will flip through the channels, and if I land on a hockey game, I'll watch it.
Oh, see, I could never do that. Of course, and in all honesty, the only sport I can do that with is probably football.
But the thing is I don't watch those teams as intent. There'll be more background noise, but when the Wings are playing, I'll actually watch it. Mm.
I accidentally flipped to a Red Wings game the other day, and then I remembered, oh, yeah, it's not the playoffs.
Hey, Kyle, just let it happen, man. Just...
It won't happen for me.
You're missing a great sport. You're missing a great sport.
I will jump on board when the playoffs happen. Dude, I will be on board.
Let it wash over you. Just wash over you.
I can't. There's 18-minute intermissions.
Yeah, that gives you time. That gives you time to go grab a few beers from the fridge, man. Make some snacks. It's perfect.
My fridge isn't 9 minutes away for there and back.
Well, this is perfect. This is like get your beers, go to the bathroom, you know, get more snackage,
take
and then come back and
watch a real sport.
Well, you know, football takes forever to get stuff done. Hockey's right there, man. Boom, done.
Football has one halftime that is 13 minutes.
Yeah, but they also take about a break every single time the ball's marked dead.
Oh, listen here, Mr. Icing. Okay, you really want to talk about way too many stoppages in play. Let's talk hockey.
Dude, let's talk about this. A football game runs like 3.5 hours on TV.
Yes.
Hockey's 2.5.
Three and a half hours of pure enjoyment.
And the balls run for 1 yard. Second down and 9 here.
We're gonna
go to commercial break because it's the 8.5 second
I can't
commercial.
Believe you're
we're back
actually...
at the game. 2 yard run. Oh, here we're at the 8.25 second break. Here we go. Back in a second.
Football's timeliness in favor of hockey's timeliness.
I absolutely am.
I can't believe that.
It's really frustrating. Let's kick the ball off, and we'll go to commercial.
That's TV.
Green
you
Bay
can't
will
blame
have
the
ball.
Sport for that.
Why can't I?
Because it's not the NFL's fault. That's
sure,
the
it's the NFL's fault.
That's
They're getting
the TV's
so much money.
Fault.
Well, then don't.
Listen, just because the
you
NHL,
control, don't you say
just
can't,
because
let's
the
agree on this
poverty
let's
league. You can't blame the NFL
let's,
for
let's
that.
Let's agree on this. You agree the NFL is the biggest league.
Yes.
Most popular.
Yes.
Okay. So you think that the NFL has a lot of clout, which they do, that they could tell TV, hey, we don't want to take so many commercials.
But then their revenue is going to go down. There's no
You
need
sure about
to-
that?
Yes.
Really? You don't? TV you think contract. People? You think people are going to pull out their TV contracts if the NFL says we want less commercials? Not saying to get rid of all commercials. Get rid of a handful of commercials.
The NFL
to speed the games
in
up.
The next television contract would then have to accept less money because advertisers cannot pay as much to be on the network. Because
no,
not
wrong.
As many commercials.
You're taking quantity away. You're driving prices up.
Oh, okay. So all these little places are going to start paying Super Bowl prices for Week 14 in the NFL.
Let's look at who advertises. Beer companies, snack companies.
Yep.
Okay. They're going to still pay because they're going to get a billion people watching it.
Okay. So let's talk about this. You say football can cut commercials. Okay. Hockey, every arena has 2 Zambonis. Our minor league team has 2 Zambonis. 18-minute intermissions? They run shifts of 30 seconds on the ice. You're telling me these little pussies need another 18 minutes in the locker room?
Well, yes, because they play 30 seconds consistently. It's not like the NFL when you're
totally,
sitting on the sidelines puffing on the oxygen
let's
going,
totally
oh,
disregard.
Yeah, let's smoke some my weed and get over here, cheerleader. I need the in-between commercial pleasuring. I'm all in the field now. Okay.
It's
a commercial break. Here we go. Another 45-minute break. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm so tired of that one running play. Oh, God.
You're telling me that you're trying to justify 18-minute intermissions. Really?
They're not. They don't go.
They go too.
They don't go. They go by quick. It's not like we. You sit there.
It's 20 minutes of dead time.
How long is halftime?
No, no. You get all. You get the recap of the first period. It's like it's like its own mini sports show.
Okay, so let's recap the first period of a 0-0 game. And a 20-minute intermission. Okay. Tell me how you're going to fill 20 minutes.
You're going to talk about the defense and the goaltending.
For 20 minutes.
And maybe there's – you don't know what that 0-0 game could be. You could have probably had the greatest goaltending performance in NHL history because of scoring chances, shots, and goals. You probably had a couple fights.
Maybe so you show
– special teams, penalty kills, power plays. Right. If it's like a combined 0-for-6 on the power play, that's
– So you're just going to show shots that get deflected. That those are your highlights?
If they're good shots and they have, if you have a 2-on-1 and you and the goalie makes a miraculous save, then yes, that's a highlight.
I couldn't
because the goalie came up big.
I think you're both so off base and blinded by stupidity in this argument right now. More Nader Top than TJ.
Nate, I want you to post the Yzerman goal against St. Louis on Facebook page.
Listen, okay, I do not doubt there are good goals in hockey.
Here we go. What if Stevie Y never inspired Hockey Town?
What if?
What if Wah played
then
like a rookie?
300 people on NBC Sports Network wouldn't know about it, and nobody would watch it.
What if Gretzky wasn't great?
Then hockey would still be where it is today.
What if
poverty
or, what
and
if Orr
with a lockout.
What if Orr didn't fly?
Who?
Bobby Orr, man.
Oh. Then hockey would still be where it is today in a pover state with two lockouts.
It's povers in a sense that you compare it to the NFL. What if you realize that hockey is, I can make the argument that hockey's in the perfect state. They've got probably the most loyal fans, and so they'll always keep coming back. And so, yes, you're trying to grow outside fans and get more people into the game, but if you keep consistent, what does it matter? Of course, everyone wants money, but you've got a strong following. So
do you realize that more than 20 of the NHL teams this past operating season lost money?
Yes, I was going to say that.
Do you realize
that? And I want to make perfectly clear, I don't agree with Nader Tot's business philosophy in NHL because their business philosophy sucks because Gary Bettman is a piece of crap.
Well, don't even get me started on
Now, listen, get the NHL more streamlined. Listen, college basketball can be done in 2 hours. That's when those games are done. And that's a good pacing. If hockey cut these stupid intermissions
so what do you
and
do?
Stupid
so what do
you icings yeah. down.
What do you want to do? 30-minute halves and then one intermission?
No, I'm fine with that. But you can cut intermissions down to 10 minutes. You don't need 18, 19-minute intermissions.
You know what Zambonis do? They drop water on the ice to smooth it out. The water needs to freeze into ice. That takes time.
You go to a minor league game. There are two Zambonis, and there's little kids who go out on that.
Here's your whole thing about icing. When you ice the puck, you don't go to commercial. You keep playing.
That's fine, but it's still stoppage in play. That's all I'm saying. Now, have
so
they
then
finally
tell me
moved,
about running out of bounds.
Have they finally moved to no-touch icing?
No.
Oh, my God. Until they even consider no-touch icing, the NHL is a farce.
Here's the thing. You're making arguments that there's so much stoppage in play. When you run out of bounds in football, what do you call that? It's a stoppage in play, and then you have 40 seconds to run a playoff.
But it's still more entertaining.
Hockey, you ice, you switch your lines, and you come and you start going again.
Yes, but football is still more entertaining to watch than that.
Well, then it's personal preference.
Down the ice.
Then it's personal preference.
And then two losers skate towards it, and the first one always gets there, and then
they blow the
whistle.
Not always.
The first one does always get there.
Oh, well, yeah,
and then
technically.
And they blow the stupid whistle, okay?
Well, the other team, I'm not getting into rules with you about hockey, but
It sucks!
I think you just need to watch it, and you just need...
I have watched hockey. I am not a hockey virgin. I have watched
hockey,
hours and hours.
I feel like hockey is great because there's so much parity in it that it's not like football where you know going in that, okay, these good teams are probably going to win.
Let's not get into parity in terms of organizations, okay? Let's talk. You want to talk about parity. The NFL wins hands
oh, yeah,
because
when the Dolphins come in to play, oh, yeah, they got a 100% shot of winning. They're going to lose. When the Raiders come into play, oh, boy, those Raiders, they're on a Super Bowl run, man.
How many times did the Raiders win this year?
I don't
six.
Care. Did
six?
They?
Yeah. How many times did the Dolphins win? There were six. There's very, very few teams at the bottom of the ladder in the NFL. Very few.
How many times did the Kansas City Chiefs win?
Exactly.
Two.
Yeah, okay.
That's awesome. So I know when I'm going to see Kansas City, this is going to be a rough
and
tumble
game. The Montreal Canadiens.
But now you're...
The Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah, but now...
They're terrible.
Yeah, because now you're just talking about single season records, which doesn't make any sense. There's going to be bad teams every single year in every single league.
Exactly.
I don't agree with your parody statement either, Nader Tot. I'm sorry. The Red Wings have made the playoffs for 21 years in a row.
Parody's hard to look at when you're in this glass house of yours.
I think what we're getting at is this. It just comes down to you just got to give it a chance.
I've given it a chance.
I just wanted to say I liked it. I didn't want to get into this whole discussion of what league's better because I would agree. Football is above hockey for me. I just want to say I enjoy hockey too.
I'll watch it.
I would agree that. I would agree football's above hockey.
And I'll hate about half of my life. I'll watch it in the playoffs. The Red Wings. That's it. I'm not going to watch loser one versus.
Actually, I liked watching the playoffs. All the games.
Ugh.
I just think you can't just need to give it a chance.
I've given it a chance. What don't you understand? I've given it a chance.
No, you give it a chance as, I got to watch this game. Oh, this sucks. If you go in, I'll watch this game.
Listen, there's been plenty of hockey games I've enjoyed. Okay, game seven, Red Wings Avalanche, where they put up a 7 spot on Patrick Waugh. Okay?
Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty play. Okay, I've enjoyed some games. But in no regard have I ever gone out of my way to watch a hockey game. That's all I'm saying. I find it boring, I find it cumbersome, and I think there's too many rules inhibiting actual play.
Like what rules?
We're not going to get into the rules.
Inhibiting the play.
I'll stop this conversation.
Inhibiting play.
The arbitrary calls that NHL refs have to make. I'm not blaming them. You're skating up and down the ice.
You have to call them, but it's – you keep have an argument about this.
No, we're never going to. Never once. This has been 18 minutes too long that we've discussed this miserable state of game.
I mean, yeah, this confession should have taken like 3 minutes, which was what it was on pace to do until we started getting into the business.
I'm just going
to
delete all of this.
Yeah.
You didn't hear any of that. Everything that just happened.
It's going to be a weird jump cut, and that's why.
When you just heard random silence for about 5 seconds, you know why.
What you looking at, Kimasabi?
You want to punch me right now?
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
You do, I can tell. Well, why don't you do it? Why don't you punch me in the face?
In the face! In the face!
Are you saying how? What are you saying?
Okay.
I get it. Snapping necks and cashing checks.
That time again. Punch in the face.
Now, this is off the fly.
Yeah, it is. Because no one athlete really stood out to me this week, or not even athlete, sports correspondent, that, you know, you're really stupid.
You did already take a run today at a clothing item.
I did. And ironically, that clothing item is about the sport that I'm going to kind of take a run at today. I love college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I love college basketball more than pro basketball because in my mind it seems like there's more sense of team and just a better atmosphere. It's not like these kids are playing for millions of dollars. They got at least some school pride. My issue was with the fans, you college kids, and more specifically an action that you're doing, storming the court.
Oh, yeah.
I remember back in the day when storming the court was saved for special occasions.
Yeah.
Like you defeat the number one team in the land, but you were unranked. Or you defeat the number one team and you're in the 20th to 25 range. Not when you were 10, not when you were 2 in the nation, when you were number one. Or when you beat a rival and it was a really tough game and edgy and, you know, the calls were going.
Fist fights.
Right, exactly. Not like a blowout game. That doesn't count. Now kids today just seem like you beat someone, you storm the court.
Yeah.
Because it's cool. You know, you get on ESPN.
Yeah.
Guys.
It has gone overboard.
Guys, pulling the reins a little bit. I mean, just unnecessary. And, you know, as much as I say that I hate to agree with Dick Vitale because he seemed to gone cuckoo recently, he's right. Too many court stormings. I was reading a great article placing rules on when you can storm the court.
Yeah, there really should be unwritten rules.
You can only storm the court if you beat a top 5 team or up and you're in 20 to 25 or not ranked. You defeat your rival in a very close, edgy game and you just have that, we need to storm the court because we just punched them in the face in the final 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Or we hit a buzzer beater, you know. Or you play in the tournament and you're a 16 seed and you beat the number one seed.
Yeah.
None of this, oh, hey, we beat Florida Gulf Coast through Miami. We're going to storm the court. That's not cool.
Yep.
Kids, stop it. Get it together. It's a special thing. You've bastardized it. Pow! Punch in the face.
There it is. Nate, bringing the heat on college kids.
Don't okay, Dad. I won't storm the court. Ooh.
You described a bunch of scenarios there, which I don't think people do not storm the court outside of, honestly.
I think so.
I've seen this.
This week, it was just like every game I saw was a court storming.
Plus, the quality of the court storming has to be good, too. You can't have 85 people rush the court. The Wisconsin court storming, I don't agree with it because Michigan hasn't won in Wisconsin in like 15 years anyway.
It's got to have a feeling. Like, you can just tell in the games.
Yeah,
it's like,
I mean, yeah, you
a
beat
forced...
them. I mean, it was a good game. I wouldn't have stormed the court, but that was a good court storming in the fact that that court was jam-packed.
Right.
There was not an open foothold on
it. Here's my philosophy. If I can still see the center half-court logo of your team mascot...
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Yeah. That was a terrible court storm.
Just quit.
Yeah.
Just stop.
You're all in or you're all out.
Yeah. What we need to bring in, what we really need to develop is storming the ice to see how that goes.
We wanted to.
Yeah. You know how many people would die?
Just 1,000 people enter the ice and 1,000 people fall down immediately.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Everybody bring your ice skates so we can storm the ice afterwards.
Well, no, just think about it. What you'd have to do, you'd have to, like, knock a pane of glass out, and then you'd have to funnel through that glass.
Yeah. Man, safety.
Dude, outside of the concussions and brain bleeding that you would... fail. What's the word? You would endure.
Yeah.
From falling on the ice.
Yeah.
Shards of glass in the palm is always a plus.
Yeah, yeah. Literally, almost zero problems with that idea of storming the ice. So maybe that'll be the new trend.
They should just have the Zambonis out rolling, too, and maybe some players could skate over fingers or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was I was at a minor league hockey game, and I didn't witness it myself. But, you know, they have the rink girls who always hose out the goal, the net, one of the peg, yeah. And they always, you know, hose out the slots for that, so obviously no ice and snow and water get in there. And this girl, I don't know why she did it. I've seen her there many games before. She decided to put on a mini figure skating routine. And she must have not known where she was, and she got hit by the Zamboni.
Oh!
It just hit her, and she went flying off to the side.
Why have I never seen this on YouTube?
Dude, I don't know if it...
Come on!
I don't know if it's on there or not, but... I was at the game, and they go, I cannot believe you just missed this. Girl just got hit by the Zamboni. Like,
serves you right.
You're there to squirt air into a hole to make sure it's clear. Don't give me an ice skating show. I don't want to see
that.
Yeah,
right. That's real cute, Michelle Kwan.
Yeah, you're already 28. Your career's been over for 5 years. You're like a gymnast.
Yeah, let's see you try and skate now. I doubt you're going to get gold.
You just see her now limping around the ice half of the season. I can tell the storm's coming. My knee's real bad. Well, that's all we got for this week. We've got to record an additional video segment. Again, be sure to find that facebook.com/ridingthepine or on the Free Beer and Hot Wings VIP video section there. Find them both there. We'll be back next week with plenty more to get to, I'm sure, as we've been off for a couple of weeks, so kind of a little pent up. So we'll be back regular place next week. We'll be back in the dungeon. Anything else, guys?
No, it was just really weird on a Sunday afternoon recording.
Yeah, not my favorite.
Not in the right mindset.
Not my favorite.
Actually, there's a hockey game on right now that I'm missing to be here, so.
Yeah, me too.
Well, so sorry. Well, so sorry.
Woo!
You had to
join the craze, Kyle.
So sorry
join
you had
the craze.
To big time us yesterday when we tried to record, so we had to interrupt your hockey game today. So
there are circumstances for yesterday. So
that's all we got for this week. We'll be back next time. Thanks for listening. You have been Riding the Pine.